Most of all.
Well, next weekend.
Hey, young lady.
Elbow. Are you going to point that one? Yeah. Happy
New Year. All right, I think we're going to get started. Everybody, can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Ken Rubin. This is my wife, Ruth. We're members of Agudas Achim, and are happy to be here together with you today so we can safely mark Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. The service for the shofar will take about 10 minutes, and we ask everyone to please wear a mask and practice social distancing and disperse as soon as we finish. Over the centuries, rabbis have offered many reasons why we blow shofar on this day. One explanation is that the sound of the shofar should wake us up and make us reflect on who we are and how we could do better. Other rabbis explain that the sound of the shofar resembles our crying and sobbing to signify our remorse and to sensitize us to the suffering of others. This past year has been difficult for many of us, so perhaps this year, shofar can also help us rouse God to consider our anguish and pain, as well as that of our neighbors and of all humanity. At this point, you all should have a handout. Please follow along. And to be safe, I've been asked to tell you to please remember to say and not sing the words. When I blow the shofar, I'm going to aim it this way so I'm not, heading towards you guys. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Olam, Shehecheinu V'Kiyemanu V'Hagiyanu Hazman Hazeh. Baruch Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedishanu V'Tzotav V'Tzivanu Lishmoa Kol Shofar. Blessed are you, Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who has sanctified us with commandments and commanded us to hear the sound of shofar.
Tikia. Shevarim Tura. Tikia. Tikia. Shevarim Tura.
Thank you.